FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Over 15,000 undocumented people who were trying to come into South Africa illegally were intercepted over the festive season. This is according to Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber.
Another 6,159 people were detected for overstaying, and a further 1,923 were refused entry due to fraudulent documentation or non-compliance with entry requirements. BMA Border Guards, in collaboration with the South African Police Service, made a further 322 arrests, including of 132 wanted criminals, and seized illicit goods that included 690 million rand worth of illegal cigarettes. The use of drones.
He says the Border Management Authority recorded a 215% increase in preventing illegal border crossings. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has approved urgent reforms for the air traffic and navigation services after an expert report flagged staff shortages and outdated systems. A committee of experts was appointed to investigate last year's flight delays. It found the services using unreliable communication and navigation systems. The department's Colin Msebi says the committee recommends hiring more air traffic controllers, upgrading key systems and improving management.
The minister has emphasized that these recommendations will be implemented immediately by the ATNS board and management. She also emphasized that her office will monitor progress closely. She further stated that she is confident that these actions will ensure that South Africa continues to provide safe and efficient operations in its airspace.
Eskom in KZN says its technicians are working with the Guadagusa municipality to restore power to parts of Ballito and surrounds as soon as possible. The municipality says the isolated fault between Shaka's Kraal substation and Imbonini substation has not been located, but it says teams have been able to restore power to areas supplied by the Sheffield and Shaka's Rock substations. Residents in Shaka's Head, Imbonini, Industrial Park, Umhlali, Compensation Inland, Umhlali Farms and surrounding areas supplied by Imbonini remain in the dark for now. And Hamas has named another three Israeli hostages who will be released tomorrow in Gaza as part of its fragile ceasefire deal with Israel. Ofer Calderon and Keith Samuel Sigel were taken on the October 7th attacks. Yarden Bibas was also seized alongside his wife and their two sons. He's believed to be the only family member still alive. Sky's Alistair Bankall in Jerusalem says his release will be bittersweet.
Hamas said at least that they were killed more than a year ago. And I have to say the fact that their father Yarden is on the list to be released tomorrow and they are not and they haven't been released yet perhaps suggests that when they are released it will be their bodies coming out of Gaza.
The top story, the Home Affairs Minister says over 15,000 undocumented people who were trying to come into South Africa illegally were intercepted at the borders over the festive season. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dinao Mpahlele.